С любовью, Ом Шанти. When we say Om Shanti with love, you will definitely experience happiness. Therefore, I request you once again to say Om Shanti with love. Slubovyu Om Shanti. Unless you feel the happiness, you should not leave this mantra of Om Shanti, because it is rare expression. It is a rare content which has in itself the feelings of God. Who first of all says, I am a soul, in the whole cycle, it is the God. Only Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, says, I am soul, but I am Supreme Soul. First of all, he himself says, for himself. He says for himself, Om Shanti. So now let us say Om Shanti with the feeling how Shiva Baba himself says it. Do you understand? Let us try to say, speak out Om Shanti the way Shiva Baba says it for himself. Though we say, but to experience the feeling of incorporeal in this expression. Slubovyu Om Shanti. So the expression of soul itself should give rise to the qualities of the soul. First of all, that of peace, and followed by happiness. First of all, peace, followed by happiness. And when there is happiness, that is what is called sweetness of the soul. The soul experiences herself, first of all, the sweetness of the self. It is not body consciousness. This is what actually is called soul consciousness. When Baba says, there is no need for him to come from body consciousness to soul consciousness. He immediately speaks in soul consciousness. Is it right? Whereas we draw our attention from moving from body consciousness to soul consciousness while speaking Om Shanti. Otherwise, it is very easy and natural practice. Actually, it is easy and natural practice. Since how long we have been practicing this mantra given by God Himself, spoken by Himself. The more we have been using it in our thoughts, words and actions, the more we have been becoming soul conscious, and till today we have accumulated in our account lot of sweetness. In every religion, yes, there are qualities such as peace, love, honesty, purity, yes, why not? But when it is a question of sweetness, you don't meet with such expression, sweetness, in speech, sweetness in vision, sweetness in thinking, actions, reactions, relationships. I have never met in any community, in any society, in any culture, religion, the expression sweetness. And one of my special experience when I came into knowledge, the first miracle which turned my whole life, actually not as much the knowledge which I received from the teachers, not as much the experience which I have received through the yoga, but as much sweetness which I experienced from the interactions with the divine family. The sweetness of the speech by the, you know, teachers who have been giving the knowledge. More than the knowledge itself, the sweetness behind their expression attracted me a lot. In other words, it gave me the feeling of divinity. Uniqueness. Alaukik. Alaukik. Not physical. It's very unique. Sweetness is very unique expression when the words take the form of some beautiful quality which is called sweetness, that changes the attitude of person. So that's what actually happened when I came to knowledge in 1983, long, long ago. And not only from just one or two teachers, but from everyone whomsoever I met during the childhood of the spiritual life, I continuously experienced sweetness. And that attracted me very much to become a Pakka Brahman and to come close to the Divine Family, to remain close to the Divine Family, and thereby to come close to the Father Himself. And it was not so easy from shifting from one kind of belief and accept the Father immediately. But after passing through this stage of coming close and close and close, actually you find the Father. You feel that whom actually you have found through these members, through this Divine Family. So the uniqueness of the Divine Family since my birth in the knowledge has been the sweetness. And very lately I came to know about Madhuban, and which is itself has the meaning, has the meaning of a sense of the sweetness, the forest of honey. And that was also a result of intense tapasya of seniors and dadis who have been taking this beautiful honey, extracting this beautiful honey from Shiva Baba, the ocean of love. If the soul learns how to extract the honey from the ocean of love, then no kind of bitterness can ever take the power. Sweetness is sweet, but it also has in it a lot of power. In other words, it is such a beautiful feeling that you can go beyond any kind of other feelings. You can easily go beyond any kind of other feelings, any other kind of feelings. It is not peace, it is not love, it is not happiness, but it is some essence that makes you very easily soul conscious. You may speak to yourself 100 times, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. Shri Baba also says, he is also soul, but he is the ocean of love. Therefore, he is constantly sweet and soul conscious. Constantly sweet and soul conscious. Therefore, both the qualities are needed to become completely soul conscious like him. One is being ocean of love. Like yesterday also Baba said, Baba's praise is the praise of the children, master oceans of love. From being loveful, you know, it is not that we have never been loveful in our nature, in our lokic life. Any one of you would ever say that, I have never been loveful in my life? Is there anyone who would say, I have always been very bitter in my life? Is there anyone, please raise the hand, who says that I have always been bitter in my life? No. We have been definitely loveful. But any kind of love never made us spiritual. Any kind of love never made us conscious of the soul. And it is not the knowledge that makes a soul conscious, actually, as much, but it is the love of the Father. Love of the Father. The sweetness of the Father. See, whom among you have the experience of love of the Father as the sweetness? Yes, all of you, most of you, most of you. Love of the Father as the sweetness. So as soon as that feeling comes, actually it is what actually is the soul consciousness. Therefore, there should not be any kind of confusion whether I am practicing yoga very well or whether I am becoming soul conscious, whether I am concentrating on the Father or not. No. Sweetness naturally takes the soul to the elevated stage of supreme soul consciousness. Sweetness adds to our effort of becoming like Him, first of all. If at all we become like God, first of all we become like Him, I think, in His form of love. If at all we become like God, just to say, if at all we become like God, first of all we become like Him, as His loveful form. We become like Him in the form of love. I think so. What do you think, first of all? Therefore, till today Baba says, I come to teach the love. I come to teach how to love. And He does so by constantly remembering us. Do you know how does Baba love us? What is the sign that Baba loves us? What is the sign that Baba loves us? My experience is, and it is also must be experience of all of you, the sign of Father's love is that very from the depth of the heart He remembers us. He remembers each one of us individually from the depth of His heart. And as soon as we understand or experience that He is actually remembering me, then the love actually begins. Otherwise the soul will not become loveful. See? Soul by itself will not become loveful. The soul has to believe, understand, experience that actually Baba has been loving me, is loving me, and not just loving, but is most closely loving me. That kind of experience of love actually makes the soul loveful. And when it becomes loveful, actually it becomes loveful like the Father. It becomes loveful like the Father. That means when you express this love, it won't be the feeling that other will not feel that you are expressing this love. The other person will feel that actually you are giving Father's love, or Father is giving His love. That is a sign of Father's love to the child. And child recognizes, and thereby the link begins. See? Unless the recognition of the Father's love develop, the soul will not have the connection with Him. Because the basis of connection is definitely love. And the more the soul remembers, the more love begets the love. Remembrance begets the remembrance. And thereby the soul becomes more and more loveful. In other words, experiences the sweetness. The sweetness is the result of the love after the transformation. The love gives some kind of result. Love transforms, first of all, our attitude, our vision, our way of speech. Love, first of all, transforms, It is a common experience in the Lokic world also. If anyone falls in love with anyone, a lot of transformation takes place. But here, the inner transformation of the soul takes place. And the result of the transformation is what is called the sweetness. Every Brahman would pass through this fundamental, basic stage. See? Thereby, the sweetness develops in the personality, which brings some kind of miracles. Miracles in the form of transformation of even any kind of deep sanskar. On one hand, power of yoga is needed. With the power of yoga, yes, the sins are burnt. With the power of yoga, the sanskars are transformed. But without the sweetness, power of yoga also will not be sufficient. Because the soul has to go into her deep original consciousness of love. Consciousness of love. Love will remain, by becoming sweet and sweet and sweet. Actually, what is happening? The soul becomes full and full and full with love. And once such essence, sweetness is experienced, the result will also, the natural remembrance. Natural remembrance. Once the soul consciousness is experienced, the result will be the natural remembrance of the Father remains in the subconsciousness or in the consciousness of the soul. Therefore, Baba says, Baba's remembrance is there in the children's intellect. It is like in the memory. You know, once you experience sweetness, for example, once you experience the toli of Madhuban, you will definitely have its memory when you go back home also. So whatever good experience, it remains in the memory. So also, actually, such loveful, sweetful remembrance of the Father remains as the memory. Yes, I am the child of the Father. It is the big difference between ordinary person and a Brahman. Brahman is the one who has experienced Father's love, and thereby Father's remembrance remains in his awareness. In his awareness in the form of memory. Therefore, even in the night, you know, this thought would never be forgotten. I am the child of the Father. This remains in the memory. But as soon as the soul begins to make effort to remember, see, actually there should not be any difference. Like, your name is in your memory. You don't need to make an effort to remember your name. What is my name? As soon as you recall your name, you will recall. Or you sometimes forget your name and get confused with anyone else's name. Does it happen any time? You forget your name and but try to, you know, confuse with another's name. It won't happen like that, isn't it? But whereas Father's remembrance, Baba says, yes, you have the remembrance in the form of memory in you, but as soon as you make effort to remember, why it happens? As soon as you try to make effort to remember, Maya makes you forget. On one hand, we have Baba's remembrance in the form of memory, we never forget. But on the other hand, as soon as we begin to make effort, Maya tries to forget, make you forget Father. Why? Why so? One reason is because the process leads to actually conquer Maya, which actually is attacking or creating the obstacles in the remembrance. So therefore, it is but natural that in the remembrance, Maya would definitely make the soul forget. Therefore, Baba says, never, never, never worry about it. Never, never, never be afraid of it. But continuously make effort to be sweet, 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 sweet in nature. There are so many, you know, throughout the day, you have this chance. You have this chance to be sweet with the self, to be sweet with whatever you do, to be sweet with whomsoever you come into connections, contacts, relations, with whomsoever. So sometimes it is important to draw more attention to come to the soul consciousness through sweetness, and at the same time try that the thought of the remembrance, there is only one thought, the thought of the remembrance is only one and the same for all of us. I am the child of the Father, isn't it? I am remembering the Father. But draw the attention that the thought of the remembrance is not attacked by Maya. Thought, that is your thought and the best thought. The thought of remembrance is under your control, not under the control of Maya. The thought of remembrance, pay attention that the thought of the remembrance is always, you know, always remains with you in a powerful form. Let the thought of the remembrance remain with you in a fearsome form, in a volcanic form. And at the same time, loveful also. See? But this single one thought can do miracle. So the second miracle, most important miracle is that we have once is, that one is that we have already become Brahman children, children of the Father, Brahmins. And this is the divinity, this is our purity, this is our love, this is our principle to be sweet with each and every one. And it itself is a big miracle that changes our lifestyle and we move ahead, go reach our final stage of destination through this. But at the same time, the other miracle is that with this sweetness, the soul opens her heart so much that it can accommodate. It can accommodate. Do you know what it can accommodate? Vesmir. It can accommodate the whole world. It can accommodate. What else? What is the opposite of sweetness? Bitterness. It's a wonder. Whereas that love can never, you know, there is no question of accommodating bitterness. That kind of love can never accommodate the bitterness. But here, it is such a love that it can accommodate the bitterness. It is really the biggest miracle which can take place in anyone's life. This is actually, sweetness, but blessing of God. How the sweetness takes the form of miracle by accommodating the whole bitterness, you know. If in the utensil full of nectar, a drop of poison spoils the whole nectar, but here, this sweetness is not spoiled by the bitterness. This is the stage very close to Father Shiva. It is a stage close to Father Brahma, who accommodates the bitterness of the world. And untouched by it, it is a real lotus like. Brahma is always shown on lotus. Human being, Baba in the last Murli also said, Baba is also like you, was corporeal. He inspires us so much. And he knows, experienced also what is bitterness. And while on the path of spirituality, he has to face the sanskars of the bitterness of almost all the souls of the world as the father of humanity and no one else. And therefore he knew what effort he has to make, how to finish with the bitterness of the world. How to finish with the bitterness of the world. What would you answer? What would you answer? How to finish with the bitterness of the world? Or okay, world is very big. How to finish with the bitterness of your nation? We are all from different countries, so each one of us is a Brahmin, has a desire, pure desire to save our country, to remove the vices from our country, is it not? Okay, if you feel the nation is also very big for you, how to remove, get rid the bitterness from the family? Very true. The only way to remove the bitterness is to become ocean of love. In other words, ocean of sweetness. There is no other way to become, to remove the bitterness, to become conqueror of Maya. See? This is the only way, and it is such a love, actually, it is wonderful how God makes us like Him, a deity, but like Him as not as Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, but worship worthy. Since we are corporeal, we become deities. We do not become God. But having accommodated this bitterness, only that we become worthy of worship. It is a challenge. It is such a snake which has to be, you know, just held all the time. There should not be any fear of this snake, but it should be a challenge for each Brahman to finish this bitterness once forever only by becoming ocean of sweetness. Bitterness is the ocean of poison. And many times we listen in the Murli, the world is an ocean of poison. The world is an ocean of poison. A poisonous snake is moving in this world. You know, many times it has been also shown in the scriptures. The Iron Age world is compared as the ocean of poison. Therefore, the only method to save the world is to become such oceans of sweetness. This is the biggest miracle which each one of us can show, can experience. How actually it is experienced, it is again the question of our mind. It is again the question of single thought. Experience comes from thought. Experience comes from thought. The experience of the sweetness should be that the detachment from, complete detachment from the bitterness. That is what is called sweetness. If there is influence of the bitterness, you see, then the soul is not yet sweet, loveful. So, sweetness is also such a great power that it removes the bitterness from the whole world. And that power itself is what is the biggest miracle which would take place, which would which would be experienced in our lives individually. This is a service. This is a service. This experience comes through actually practically experimenting from this sweetness, how bitterness in the souls is removed. Sweetness is experienced when we remove the bitterness in others. Sweetness is experienced when we remove the bitterness in others. Nadi Prakashmani, when I came first time in contact with her, wonderful. First words which I heard from her mouth were just the first murli. You know, I first had the opportunity to meet her only in the Om Shanti Bhavan in the morning class, and I never heard words from her. Meethe bachche, sweet children. As soon as Dadi spoke, sweet children. Not the words were again the important, but the sweetness. See? And how Dadi has this power of, you know, purifying the souls. I used to, since recent time, think whether we really are purifiers. Whether we really are purifiers. Actually, we truly are purifiers. We truly are purifiers. We truly are purifiers, you know. Unless we have this belief, faith, we will not become pure. It is impossible to become pure unless you feel yourself a purifier. Do you agree? Do you agree? You don't become pure unless you yourself feel that you are actually a purifier, like the Father. It is also like a special feeling, special experience, a special blessing. Baba many times says that you are also purifiers, Ganges, purifier Ganges, yes. But the experience should come. Are we making effort to become pure, or we are making effort to make souls pure? Try this difference, to experience this difference. Then you will experience the sweetness. Become the sweet. You become sweet, sweet in nature. The more we become soul conscious, the more we become truly the purifiers. Only by becoming purifiers that we become pure and become deities. And in this process, we purify the whole world, including elements, sattva pradhan elements, and become perfect. This is the miracle of sweetness. It squeezes the impurities. And thereby, the soul comes close to the Father as an ocean of purity. Yes, soul also becomes the ocean of purity and complete. We do remember the Father, isn't it? As the ocean of purity, but at the same time, we have to remember Him being a master ocean of purity. A master ocean of purity, remembering the ocean of purity. Let us try for 1 minute now. Let us become 1 minute alert and remember the Father for 1 minute, being ocean of, master ocean of purity, remembering the ocean of purity, Father. 1 minute silence. The thought of the purity takes the soul to Paramdham. Because only in Paramdham there is purity. Heaven is not yet on earth. Therefore, the thought of the purity takes the soul to Paramdham and to the purified Father. So if you want to go to Paramdham and experience the stage of silence, the thought of purity is essential first of all. Thought of silence may not take you to Paramdham so easily, but the thought of purity inevitably, definitely takes the soul beyond. Only by going beyond that you become silent in nature. Only by going beyond that you become silent, that is, you go into silence. Thereby, you reach Paramdham. Therefore, our silence is also called sweet silence. In our silence, such purity is included. Sweet silence. So the sweetness also comes from silence when there is a thought of purity. Thought of purity takes the soul beyond and makes the soul reach her original home, which is beyond. It likes. Once you begin to like the abode, your own abode, once you begin to like your own abode, Paramdham, because of purity or because of your natural home, natural, original, eternal home, or because it is Father's home, because you like to be in silent, but the thought of purity, first of all, is essential. Just silence, it is not possible. Why? Why we want to go to Paramdham? Unless we become pure, we can't go there. Therefore, thought of purity is definitely needed to go to Paramdham. Then our yoga will be very accurate. Sweet Father is remembered and sweet home is also remembered. And sweetness is experienced. Because it is mine. It is mine. You know. When you experience Supreme Father, yours. When you experience Paramdham, yours. When you experience purity, yours. Then you experience the sweetness. Father will look sweet, home will look sweet, and you yourself will look sweet for yourself. Therefore, this is a wonderful miracle of the sweetness, that it takes us to Father, to home, and makes us pure, and makes the soul naturally silent. Silent. Actually, it is the final stage. Silence in the soul leaves the body in silence. Soul leaves the body in silence. But soul becomes ready here with silence because of sweetness. Sweetness is such a wonderful quality that it can make you pure at any time you want. It means to emerge the power of purity, or to remain silent any time, to become humorous, to become serious. It can add to any quality in such a way that you become 36 degrees, celestial degrees, you know, full of all virtues. Sweetness is such an experience that makes you have the feeling of the Father, the ocean of virtues. As the father, so the child. And as the child, so the father. Wonderful experience. Do you have that experience? As a father, yes, we always compare his qualities as our qualities. And when the sweetness fills his qualities in the soul, then the feeling reverses. As a child, so the father. As a child, so the father. Very unique. Very unique. Very rare. Very rare. That stage should be definitely developed. That is a miracle. That is a wonder of the yoga. It is a wonderful attainment, today's blessing. When we have this reverse kind of experience, as the father, so the child, as the child, so the father, then you can imagine what kind of remembrance that it will be called. What kind of remembrance it will be, what kind of remembrance actually will take place between that such two souls, Brahma Baba and Shiva Baba. How Baba remembered Shiva Baba and how Shiva Baba remembered Brahma Baba. That should be our yoga also. As much as I remember Baba, so much he also remembers me. The process should be like that. That is called remembrance actually. Remembrance is just not one side. Remembrance is always two sides. What do you understand by remembering? That you remember the Father, or Father is remembering you. Both are remembering. And with fullness. Baba will never remember us otherwise. He always remembers us as he is, fully. Like himself, he remembers us. Oh, my child. Therefore, the reverse feeling should be there in the yoga. Then it will be called perfect yoga. Yes. But one more important thing is, Baba always says, remember me, and also sometimes Baba says, Sudarshan Chakra. Remember me, and also rotate Sudarshan Chakra. Rotate Sudarshan Chakra, yes. So that Maya's head is cut. Where do we rotate Sudarshan Chakra? Would we do it in Paramdham, or would we do it in this world? Where would generally we rotate the Sudarshan Chakra? The discourse of self-realization? When we remember Baba, you do remember also the cycle of 84 births. Why actually I am remembering? Now it is my last birth, I have to go to home, again come back to Paramdham, only then the actually remembrance takes place. Remembrance will not take place without the understanding of the cycle actually. Why? Jnana and Bhakti. Why two paths? Why half and half? Only Brahmins can remember the Father. Because Father's remembrance takes place only by understanding the knowledge of the cycle. It's very important to fix the role, by this way we fix the role. 84 births. Therefore the cycle, knowledge of the cycle should be there in the intellect while remembrance. And that is the sweetness of the knowledge. Because knowledge helps to remember the Father. Cycle helps to remember the Father. Okay? Cycle helps to remember the Father. In other words, drama. Drama helps remembering the Father. It's a beautiful experience. after taking 84 births, that we come again to the Father. Drama is accurate. Drama is accurate. We have to understand this aspect from, first of all, from this aspect, from this main thought. From the beginning, through the middle, till the end, I have taken all the births from the beginning of the drama, till the end, till now, and found the Father. Father found me. Therefore, drama is accurate. We have to fix this. And rest all automatically will become clear in our mind. Otherwise, some kind of confusion in the repetition of the drama, you know, and again yoga will not take place. Baba gives the knowledge of both yoga and also knowledge of the drama. And knowledge of the drama says simple, that you go through all the births and again Father comes and meets you. Therefore the drama is accurate, fixed, and it repeats. Kalpa after kalpa, again it will repeat. Kalpa after kalpa. And why at all? Why so? Totally. Why again? Why again? You know? Because that which was lost has to be established. It cannot be total annihilation. That which was lost, it has to be established. Heaven was lost, isn't it? Or hell is lost? What do you think? Heaven is lost or hell is lost? What has to be established? Heaven has to be established, or hell has to be established? Hell has to be established. Oh no. So God comes to establish that which was lost. Heaven. Therefore, listen. Baba says, I come to give you the inheritance. Just imagine how big property Baba has in him. Heaven. Don't you? Many times in yoga I feel how actually heaven is merged in Baba and how he actually establishes it again through us and gives us. He gives us that which is in him, inheritance. So if you remember Baba only, it is not yoga at all. It is, no, you remember only half. But if you remember half personality of Baba, I meant to say. But if you remember Baba and the inheritance at the same time, because inheritance he has in him, inheritance of heaven, the beautiful heaven, then you remember him fully. Then Baba actually looks beautiful, beautiful, you know. Shri Baba is point, he is truthful. Baba's quality is truthful, Satyam, Shivam, benefactor, Sundaram, beautiful. Baba is truthful. Yes, all of us have the experience. Baba is benefactor, world benefactor. Yes, we understand. He comes to bring benefit to all the religions also, Brahma also, and the entire world, including the elements. World benefactor. But how Shiva Baba is beautiful. Does he look beautiful that he has this title? What do you think? Does he look beautiful that he is given that title? If a person is very beautiful, yes, he is said to be beautiful, she is beautiful. But why God is beautiful? Hmm? His actions, his virtues are cursed. But beauty, you know, he should look beautiful. Do you have the experience that Shiva Baba actually does look beautiful? Any one of you have the experience, has the experience that Shiva Baba looks beautiful? Yes? When Baba comes in the Gulzar, he looks beautiful. You get feeling that Baba is beautiful. Very beautiful. Full of virtues, Shiva Baba, yes. He is full of virtues. That is what is truthful. He is full of virtues, eternal. All his qualities are absolute. They never change. And when he comes, naturally he expresses it. Therefore, he looks very beautiful. Yes, you are very right. But I am talking about the personality. Incorporeal point of light, Shiva Baba. But does he look beautiful? Does he look beautiful? Yes, when he gives us love, Baba, beautiful. Yeah, he makes us also beautiful. He makes us also beautiful. But do we look beautiful when we remember Baba more and more? We also look beautiful. Is it so? No, it's not like that. But is the beauty in his personality? The question is, beauty means beauty. Isn't it? Beauty means beauty. Virtue is virtue. Yes. If a person has virtue, yes, he is virtuous. But we are not talking about beauty as a virtue. But it is a separate from virtue. Baba is also beautiful, you know, truly. It is his personality. We have to experience it. The beauty of Shiva. Do you have the experience of beauty of Shiva Baba? You know, a Laukik father, Laukik mother, how beautiful they are, you know very well. Everyone knows. But how our Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, Shiva Baba, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. His image is attractive. Therefore he is beautiful. He is beautiful, therefore he is attractive. But do you experience the beauty? What is that beauty of in the personality of Shiva? Attraction. Okay. What else? How do you say that Shiva Baba is beautiful? Point of light. You know, I am asking, point of light is beautiful. Point of light, we are also point of light. Actually, the same title applies to us also. Soul is Satyam, truthful, beneficial, master, Shiva Baba, beautiful. Actually, the beauty, Baba says, the most beautiful on the earth are, yes? Who are the most beautiful in the, on the earth? Sri Lakshmi, Sri Narayan. The first empress and first emperor. Beautiful. You see, in heaven, all are like them. Perfect. No one attracts anyone. And Shiva Baba is the one who makes us like them. Shiva Baba is the creator of Lakshmi and Narayan. Practically, and that beauty of as a creator. The beauty of the Creator, that beauty of the Creator, you see. Creation is beautiful, just imagine how beautiful will be the Creator, and without that beauty, He would have not created Lakshmi Narayan. And how many deities are there? And that is what is called the inheritance, which Baba says, remember that inheritance. See? So, Baba has personality, and that his personality is so beautiful that he creates deities. If Baba is not, that title does not apply, if this title would have not applied to him, Lakshmi Narayan would have not actually been created. It is truly that he is the creator of Lakshmi Narayan, and it is true that he is beautiful. And when you experience Shiva Baba as the most beautiful, not that you have to experience, you feel it. Baba is most beautiful because he has the power, he has that personality, actually the personality of creating deities. He has a personality of creating deities. Just imagine how beautiful. But is incorporeal. Everything actually begins from the soul. If there is not beauty in the soul, the body will not be beauty. If beauty was not there in Shiva Baba, there would have not been the beauty in Lakshmi Narayan. Therefore, when we remember Baba, we remember him as Baba, as well as also as the beautiful personality who has that power of beautiful creation. And the soul is totally merged in that beauty. Soul experiences actually the beauty of Shiva Baba practically. Unlimited beauty. How incorporeal point is actually beautiful. Really beautiful. The creation is later, but the creator is the first. It is said even in the Lokic world also, when someone sees their children, for example. Oh, how beautiful their children. How much beautiful their parents must have been. No, there are songs also composed. And here, for 21 births, he makes us beautiful deities. So how beautiful he must be. The soul should experience this beauty of Shiva. That is his sweetness. His sweetness attracts everyone because though he is incorporeal, he is beautiful and is original and eternal. And he gives that as an inheritance. He gives that beauty as an inheritance, thereby we become perfect birth after the birth. Everything is created in advance by God for His children, for us. So, let us take this gift of sweetness and the beauty of the sweetness and the miracle of the sweetness from Madhavan. Om Shanti. Thank you. Om Shanti. Thank you.